David, your thoughts on today's 4-0 win here at Windsor Park?
It was an important 3 points, an important win. The longer the game goes, you do start to worry that the breakthrough is not going to come. I don't think we moved the ball quickly enough in the first half. We were a little bit sort of slow and pedestrian. Again, probably credit to Dungannon. They were stubborn, and at times they looked as if they had 5-6 sort of bodies sort of along their back line. So they made it hard for us, as expected. They were coming off a defeat like ourselves last week. So if we had to get the breakthrough slightly earlier, it might have been a more comfortable game or more glamorous game. But credit the players. They kept trying to play. They kept trying to create the opportunities. And when the opportunity came today, finally, in the latter stages of the game, we capitalised and we got an important 3 points today.
First goal, Jimmy Callagher pops up in the left wing position.
Yeah, great ball. Again, Andy's where he should be and normally is, at the back post heading it in. So that was a crucial goal for us. Great ball by Jimmy. Because although we had fits and spells and little bits and huffed and puffed a little bit, we never ever created too many sort of glorious opportunities. And when the ball comes across, then you're hoping that somebody of Andy's calibre, quality and technique is going to head it in then, which he thankfully did.
Second goal was real quality. It was a great pass by Jordan outside of the foot, finding Shane, and from a narrowest of angle, he managed to find the far corner.
Again, it was a crucial goal for us because it gives you then more of a comfort blanket to sort of go and win the game. You get the first and you always worry that we've done this previously, we've taken the lead and we've sort of taken our eye off it and we've let other teams back into it. So it was important that we got a quick second goal, and basically I think the second goal took the stuffing right out of Dungannon and the players today.
And Shane's in a rich vein of goal scoring form here, and he must have about 4 or 5 in a row here.
Yeah, I I'm always on it, Shane and people like Andy and the other centre forwards, that more often than not we do create good opportunities. It was probably a half chance that he scored today. Again, I think he scored a half chance maybe down at Larne last week, so they're big goals. Shane hopefully will keep improving. I think he's improving his sharpness, his fitness over the last number of weeks and months. And again, with the run of games that he's had, again, Andy missed a few games for injury, that it's important that we have somebody scoring goals. And it's nice when the two of them scored today, because again, goals breed confidence, certainly within centre forward. So that was important today.
And we have this happy knack of defenders scoring. Normally it's Hawkey or Stafford, and today it was Jimmy got two, trademark headers.
Yeah, again, two good balls in by Kirk. Again, Jimmy should be scoring with the ability he has in the air, and more often than not, the cross, the deliveries from Kirk or Quinny, whoever's taking them, they're normally more often than not on the money. And they were on the money today, and Jimmy got himself a couple of nice goals.
Great to welcome some supporters back, albeit for a one-off game almost now, with more lockdown ahead.
Yeah, again, it's frustrating. I understand their frustrations. They live for their football. They live, certainly the Linfield supporters live to be at Windsor Park and watch their beloved Linfield. So it's frustrating. But the ones that were here today, I could imagine there was probably a little bit of anxiety, a little bit of frustration. With probably the stubbornness of Dungannon sort of back four, back six at times. But we can't wait to welcome a full house back.
A limited house back to start.
A limited house to what we get in. Mm-hmm. And then whatever else that we can maximise going forward. So, they're huge for us. And again, a game like today might have been won in the first half, or you build a wee bit of momentum, the crowd get a little bit excited and a little bit excitable, then it creates a wee bit more momentum. Basically, at times they suck the ball back into the back of the net. So that's lacking at the minute. It's lacking in all walks of life and whatever level of football that's being played at the minute. So you just have to manage and maximise the 500 supporters that were here today. I would go on record again to say that the ones that were here today were very good, supportive, kept getting behind the players, and the players went on in the end, and after 90 minutes the players delivered what we set out for, a big 3 points.
Lots of positives today, and especially bringing a few injured players back. We've got Chris Jones back, yep. We've got Conor Pepper back, Nav was on the bench. You know, and obviously we are still waiting on Stevie Fallon, Alex Moore, you know, Christy Menzinga. We're still waiting on a few boys coming back now.
Yeah, we've one or two still to come back in, but the ones again, we went down the line last week, and as disappointing as the result in the end ended up to be, I thought we were hard done by at times. I thought there was big calls that went against us. We could have ended up coming out with a not only a positive result, but an important 3 points that we ended up not getting. So Chris was missing. We went down there. We went with a squad of players that have been at the club for 18 months or longer. The four players that we signed in the summer to try and come in and help and improve were all missing last week. Two of them are back today. Nav is on the bench. And Christy's still, sidelined at the moment.
And obviously Christmas, you want to say happy Christmas to all our supporters, yeah?
Yeah, absolutely. And again, you know, I know the frustrations that they're not here. The Boxing Day game that everybody would have been looking forward to with a big crowd if it had been any normal year. So, I wish everybody well. Stay safe, stay healthy. And hopefully when the time's right in the new year, the country pulls itself together and we can have our supporters back watching football again.
It's tough with all this uncertainty, isn't it? You know, you don't know when you're playing again at the moment, and it's really frustrating, isn't it?
I think at the minute the frustrating thing is that possibly even after sort of next week, you don't even know when we're going to be able to train again. So it's been a lot stop start. We've had basically two pre-seasons already at times with the preparation for the European Champions League games, and then we had to wait a month till we played Legge again in the Europa League. So it's been a stop-start season. I think maybe now, even though we all love Boxing Day and the games in and around Christmas and New Year, the players can refresh. They will get a few days off to rest and recover. And hopefully when we do, we hit the ground running in the New Year, because it's going to be important that we do, because who knows how many games that we're going to play throughout the league campaign this year.
And your patience was a virtue today to get the first goal, but there was an important 3 points in terms of keeping the pressure on the league leaders.
Yes, again, we're all chasing Lauren at the minute, but again, we feel once with everybody fit and we're fit and healthy, and we're obviously Joel Cooper to come in January, we're more than a match for anybody. I don't think we've been at our best in the first 11 games. We've lost a couple of games, but we're still in and around where we need to be and we want to be, and come the new year, I think we'll be refreshed, ready to go, hit the ground running, and go and finish the season very strongly.
Happy Christmas to you and all the players, all the staff, from all our supporters, David.
Cheers,
well
Andy.
Done today, David.
Thank you.